Welcome back to the show. We're thrilled to have a very knowledgeable guest joining us again today, someone who helps businesses not just market themselves better, but think better too. Karen Arle is a marketing and mindset coach based right here in Southeast Queensland, and she works with business owners who want to show up with more clarity, confidence and consistency, both in their messaging and in their mindset. Karen is also part of the team at Webstar Web Design, where she helps local businesses build a strong digital presence. She brings a really grounded, practical perspective to everything she does. No jargon, no overwhelm, just real strategies that work for everyday business owners. Today, we're diving into a topic that's on everyone's lips right now, AI. Specifically, what it actually means for local businesses like yours and how you can start using it today without needing a tech degree or a big budget. Karen has been using AI in her own business to save anywhere from 7 to 15 hours a week. Yes, you heard that right, and she's here to share exactly how you can do the same. So grab a coffee, settle in, and let's get into it. Karen, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Karen, what does the introduction of AI mean for our local business listeners?
Yes, well, it's actually becoming quite a major shift in how businesses operate and the opportunities that are available to them. So it's a bit similar to when smartphones came on the market and when the internet and even social media were first in. So there's been quite an interesting uptake, but for some reason, AI feels faster. AI feels like it's just a complete evolution and or a revolution, if you want to call it that. It's now really accessible, and even the smallest of businesses can use it. There's a lot of free tools around there. And it's even closing the gap between our small little businesses and these bigger corporations that used to only be the ones that could be having access to this type of technology. So what it's actually meaning is local operators can now compete more effectively, and they don't need large teams. So if you're considering hiring somebody to do some of those mundane, smaller administrative, financial, and even marketing tasks, there's a really good chance that there's an AI tool out there that can either support you in it or take over a big chunk of those responsibilities. So tools like ChatGPT, they act like a digital assistant. So they can help you with writing things like customer communications, they can help with problem solving, and they're available at your fingertips and they happen in seconds. So a lot of it also too, it's opening the door now that you can do more in your business with a lot less. So a lot less time, a lot less cost, and fewer resources. And for our Southeast Queensland businesses, there's actually an opportunity to stay competitive, modern, and be really responsive compared to where we were even just 12 months ago. So there's really an opportunity to gain an edge. You've got access now to better research, increase your productivity, your accuracy, and come across as way more polished in your communications.
Karen, how can local businesses in Southeast Queensland start using AI today?
So my biggest recommendation is start small. Don't try to overhaul everything at once. So focus initially on those really time-consuming tasks. So things like composing responses to emails, writing social media posts, doing your blogging and your newsletter content, and even when you're preparing quotes and proposals, that's a couple of areas where AI can really support you to make those processes a lot faster and a lot more professional. Then I also suggest using more beginner-friendly tools like Canva, so you can actually use a lot of AI-generated tools within your Canva profile, even the free version. And ChatGPT, of course, is kind of the first one that started it all off. That makes it really easy for doing writing and copywriting and also idea generation. So many of these tools, they're really low cost or they're even free. So it makes them really accessible for SMEs.
What are the biggest benefits AI can bring to small businesses?
First of all, time saving. That's probably the biggest one. So like the intro suggested, hours back each week, I personally save anywhere between 7 and 15 hours per week just on my inbox management alone, just because I have one tool plugged into that, into my Google workspace. It's worth its weight in gold. Also consistency. So your professional messaging and your branding, and just even better quality in the way you email. So whether that's scripting to onboard customers, your welcome newsletter sequences, even just requesting invoices, all of those scripts you can use a tool like a ChatGPT or a Claude to help you compose better quality communications. Another benefit is cost efficiency. So it reduces your outsourcing for things like just basic tasks. So for example, creating imagery, using things like your ChatGPTs to create really easy little logos. Even Canva has some of those tools available in it. And there's one we use called Shutterstock, which is really good at creating quite realistic looking graphics that you might not be able to purchase otherwise. Also, it can support you with better decision making because it's actually pulling insights from data, and it can help you analyze data you may already have access to as well. So it saves you having to read a lot of reports. And the last one there, it's just leveling the playing field with your bigger competitors. So if you're a small one-man or two-man operation, there's a really good chance that you could be using AI to analyze what they're doing so you can now do your version of that.
Wow. Can AI really help with marketing for local businesses?
Absolutely. It's actually one of the biggest wins that AI has been able to offer to smaller businesses. So it can write your social media posts, it can generate ad copy, it can also copy edit what you've already written, and it can even suggest content ideas based on current trends and also just things that happen in your industry. So if your business is seasonal, it can pull that information based on seasonality in, say, Southeast Queensland, which is really helpful for companies like pest control companies so that you can actually match your actual marketing to what's happening in the local region. Platforms like HubSpot offer AI-driven marketing automation. So there's quite a lot of platforms like HubSpot out there now that do that. And most platforms actually have built in AI tools. So for example, Meta for Facebook and Instagram, that already has a lot of suggestions in there regarding its AI, including its scheduling and the best time of the day and the week for you to schedule. And then things like email marketing platforms like MailChimp also have built-in tools to help you write better subject lines, and they can even help you map out your campaigns to help you create really powerful email communications for your audience.
What about admin and day-to-day operations?
Yeah, so my favorite one, this is what I love it for, my day-to-day, is actually drafting and replying to emails. So ChatGPT can actually turn your rough notes into really beautifully polished emails. And I've mentioned this before in previous times on this radio station. I love Fixer AI. Fixer AI also helps me organize my inbox. So that one's it's not the cheapest, but it's worth its weight in gold. Creating quotes and proposals is another area where AI can support you. It can help you manage your calendar and actually do a lot of your scheduling on your behalf. It can support you in following up with customers automatically. So if you're waiting for a response, you can use AI to prompt you to follow them up. It can also help reduce human error. It frees up your time and your headspace to actually focus on higher value work as well. Things like Microsoft 365 or Google Workspace, they now have AI actually built directly into those platforms. So things like composing emails, spell checking on a different level than what we've ever had before, managing your documents, doing automations and updating things within spreadsheets. It can even suggest your replies, summarize long email threads, and analyze data in spreadsheets almost instantaneously.
Can AI assist with bookkeeping and financial management?
Absolutely. This is something I've only just recently kind of gotten into myself. So Xero has an AI tool called Jax, and both MYOB and QuickBooks both have inbuilt AI-driven insight agents that you can support, that you can ask questions of it to help analyze your data. So these platforms, they use the AI to categorize your transactions, which makes your reconciliations easier. It can help you predict your cash flow. It can also automate things like your invoicing and also following up emails and accounts receivable. And it can even help you identify things like what's affecting your cash flow. So if you've had these bookkeeping platforms for a while, it'll actually analyze your past cash flow and what if you've got recurring invoices saved in there too. It's actually really good at doing a lot of those tools. And it can also help business owners stay on top of things like your finances without having to pester your accountant every 5 seconds.
That's Andy. So how can AI help create systems and standard operating procedures?
Yeah, this is great. So it can actually turn your knowledge into a documented process really quickly. So there's quite a few tools that do this. One is called Scribe, and there's a bunch of them out there these days. So you just do a bit of research to find which one's going to suit you. So you can even use it then to do things like, here's an example of a prompt: write me a step-by-step process for onboarding a new client for my pest control business. So it can actually give you suggestions based on what other pest control people or other companies in your industry already do. And it's going to create a bit of a summary of the average, what the average business does for you. So you can actually generate some ideas you may not have yet thought of. Then it's also really great for you scaling businesses. So if you're trying to bring on staff, having AI assist you with creating your SOPs or your standard operating procedures can actually fast track how quickly those staff are going to be profitable and worthwhile in your business, because onboarding new team members is very scary and can be very, very time consuming. It can help you improve your consistency, so making sure that everyone on your team is doing the same thing and doing it well. We call it the McDonald's principle. Most McDonald's in Australia do exactly the same thing as the McDonald's down the road. What we also see it doing is it's reducing the reliance on any individual within your team. So it's making your team more adaptable, and hopefully your business is also not reliable on you if it's documented.
Okay. Is AI safe for businesses to use?
Yes, but if used responsibly. So there's been a few things in the media where ChatGPT prompts have actually been leaked onto Google ranking. So do your research, just be aware of what the risks are, and just be mindful. So read terms and conditions, make sure you can understand what, if you're hooking your ChatGPT or any of those AI platforms up to something, what data have they got access to? So your key tips here is don't input sensitive financial or personal data into public tools. That's definitely number one. Use secure and reputable platforms. So if there's a new AI tool out there, do your research first. Just make sure that they're going to be protecting your data, and that's just making sure that your IP is yours. Review any AI outputs. You want to be checking for plagiarism. You want to be checking for accuracy. Last month, I mentioned that AI has a tendency to hallucinate. So you want to make sure that what it's telling you is actually real and accurate. And you want to think that all of these AIs and all these different tools and platforms, they're a co-pilot. They're not autopilot.
This is a question a lot of people would be thinking. Will AI replace jobs in small businesses?
It's more about augmentation than actually replacing us. So breathe, it's all good. So what AI allows us to do, it helps remove some of those repetitive tasks that we're doing every single day. We'll do that again. It removes those repetitive tasks and replaces the human element on those, but not the human value. So staff can now actually focus on better customer service. We can focus more on strategy and also relationship building, which is the backbone of business, particularly here in Australia. In many cases, AI is actually helping businesses grow and create more opportunities versus taking them away.
What are some quick wins businesses can implement this week?
Okay, so my challenge to you guys is use AI to write 5 social media posts and just see what they do. So look at the suggested timing of the week and time of day that those, say Meta will suggest you to put those posts, and the actual wording of those posts. Write 2 email templates that you're sick of rewriting every single time. So a suggestion there is a review request script, so asking people to leave a 5-star review for your business on Google. Create 1 basic standard operating procedure. So that could be an onboarding procedure, that could be using a particular piece of software you already use, documenting that as an SOP. Another one is ask your bookkeeping software AI, ask it a question about your profit from last month that you're interested in. Another one is you can try ChatGPT for writing something. So that could be writing an email, could be writing a blog. Shutterstock or Canva for creating visuals that you ordinarily wouldn't be able to buy or create yourself. Use Fixer AI for your email management. Then even when you're thinking about it, all of these little tasks added up, even if that equates to 1 to 2 hours saved every single week, imagine that across a 52-week year.
Absolutely. So how can AI improve customer experience?
The number one I've noticed is fast response times. So I'm able to get back to a client way faster than I was before. Another one is a more personalized communication, because it's actually having insights into previous conversations that you might not be remembering at that very moment. It's prompting you all these different things you've already had discussions with them for. Chatbots as well, built into a website, can handle common questions and FAQs, and that's a 24/7 tool you can have switched on. And also just consistency, making sure you're messaging across all of your platforms, whether that's social, email marketing, email, or the rest of it, making sure that's all consistent. It's actually removing the human error.
Karen, what's your advice for businesses hesitant to adopt AI?
I said it before, start super simple and then be prepared to experiment. Once you get it right, then you don't have to do it again and you can move on to the next task. You don't need the technical skills. You just need to be a clear communicator. A suggestion I have is when you're communicating with an AI tool, imagine you were speaking to somebody who does not speak your native language and you have to keep your language really simplistic and be really direct as to what your outcome is that you're desiring. And also, just be prepared. AI is becoming a standard business tool. It's like email or accounting software once was. So to wrap everything up really, AI isn't about replacing people. It's about giving everyday businesses in Southeast Queensland the tools to work smarter, save time and grow sustainably.
What a great conversation. Thank you so much, Karen. Today we learned that AI isn't something to fear. It's a practical tool local businesses can use right now to save time, cut costs and market smarter. Start small, stay curious and remember, working smarter is always in style. Look for other podcasts with Karen or other small business advice on 1015fm.com.au.